Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
The theme and the thesis this morning is this: we're called to live in one accord. Marriages go awry, relationships deteriorate and break off because couples, individuals who are even dating, no longer see it the same way. It's okay to see it differently, but ultimately you've got to see it from his viewpoint and go with it. Being in one accord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You helped me so much. Being in one accord is going to impact your will. So after the situation took place with that former New England Patriot and the sentence was delivered this week, many of the news reporters made contact with the coach who had this young man when he was at UF. And they were trying to pin him down, that coach being Urban Meyer. And I was reading in the Columbus Dispatch about this. I'm talking about God's appeal this morning, that we would be in one accord. If you really want the Holy Spirit, you better start getting in the book of Acts. And you're not changing it. He's changing us. Let me explain to you this way. I said to my son the other morning as I was leaving and he was getting ready for his devotions, I said, let me give you an old statement. Sin will keep you from this book, but this book will keep you from sin. So keep playing. And stop twisting God's word. It says exactly what it says. And he's the author of it. And he supports it. And heaven and earth will pass away, but his word is going to remain. Amen? So they were trying to drill down and nail Urban Meyer. Like, what part did you have to play in this young man's life? And he said by interview, he said, when he was with us, all of the coaches opened up our homes to him because of the tragedy that he had gone through with the loss of his father. Let me pause right here and to simply say, men, we are called to be men of God. Our children and that special lady in our life, they need us. We must start the process of being in one accord with the Father. If men are not in one accord with God, forget your home. Just forget it. Oh, that's good preaching right there. Well, brother, I want to talk to you one-on-one. I'm going to change you. Save your breath and your words. If I do not come under the Father's plan, if I will not agree with my Heavenly Father, there's no need for me to ask my family to get on board. They're going to follow my example. Because deep calls unto deep. Because ultimately every one of us will be leaving out of the physical to the eternal, and somehow we just happen to know what other people really are like. Let me explain it to you this way. It's amazing in our school how we have the numbers that rotate and change, but when new population comes in and old population goes out, it's amazing how they can find each other. And they always end up setting with those that are like them. And you don't even have to ask them to go set with them. It's automatic because what you carry, they carry, and all of a sudden, oh, you're married. I'm talking about you're married in what thought process? Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. And so they were drilling down and really going after this thing, and he said, we opened up our homes to this particular individual, and we reached out to him. We brought in Tim Tebow, and he tried to do the things that he's capable of doing. You know, God can set you up for success. But now comes the clincher. And I'm thinking, this is a head football coach saying this. Sounds like a theologian. He said, ultimately, we have found out that everybody has a free will. Now, what does that have to do with anything? It has everything to do with everything. I refuse to be in one accord. That's your free will. But the consequences of your choices will impact you and everyone that follows on your train. And we can talk all about his father passing early and all of that. That young man had a free will. You have a free will right now to shut this down. And maybe out of respect, to wait to the end of the service to walk out. Or maybe not even wait to the end of the service and just go walk out. The free will ultimately is going to have to stand before him and give an account what they did with what he gave. I want to be in one accord. I want to be in one accord. I want to be in one accord with my father. I want to be in one accord in my home. And I want to be in one accord in the house of the Lord. Why? Because I'm hungry for revival. I'm thirsty for revival. Now, I've already given you some illustrations. I want everybody on the Titanic to have the same access to everything. That's kingdom living. Yeah, but so-and-so doesn't deserve it. Neither did we. I'm talking about the kingdom. But I've worked for mine. How is it, Lord? How is it, Lord, that I've been with you all these years and they've just come into the kingdom and they have the same... Exactly. Get in one accord with the Father. Get in one accord with the Son. Get in one accord with the Holy Spirit and then watch your relationships. Amen? So as I was studying and preparing this week, the Spirit of the Lord gave this to me as we dig into this morning. By the way, at the close of the service, I'll tell more about Saturday and then next Sunday and Larry will be with us with worship. The Lord willing, I'm going to be speaking on fresh wind, fresh fire. Never ask for fresh wind and fresh fire in your life if you're out of accord. Because you're not getting it. You might get something that is fake. Now I'm back in the old covenant. Pharaoh could do everything up to a certain point. Listen, if you have a mindset, if you have a will that says, I'm going to fight everything and I'm going to always speak my mind, that doesn't sound like anything like God's word. You might as well know, you might get fresh wind and fresh fire, but it won't come from the same source. Hey, Spirit of God. Hey, Spirit of God. The Bible says he will come as an angel of light. So don't get turned on by messengers, because you might not be under the right message. He will come as an angel of light. There have been multitudes of people who have been deceived. To be in one accord with each other starts by being in alignment with God's word. If you don't get anything else, you need to get that. Let me read it again. To be in one accord with each other starts by being in alignment with God's word. Remember now, I said I see myself and God's put me out there on the front of the Titanic and I'm looking out and across and I'm seeing something. We've been out of alignment, the body of Christ. Now, I didn't call anybody out. That must be the Holy Spirit speaking to you. You didn't hear your name up here. I said the body of Christ has been out of alignment. Well, this is what I think it says. Well, you better go with what it says. Oh, check this out, church. Little sidebar. Last Sunday, 5 times, I used the word absolute. And I'm up here going, God, what in the world? It's nowhere in my notes. Absolute, absolute. And I even said in the house, I said, there must be someone struggling with absolutes. You know, God will either verify it on the front end or he'll clarify it on the back end. 5 times this past week, either listening to the word or a devotional, every one of them, those 5 days, the word absolute came up. Because sometimes when I walk off, it's like, God, whew, Lord, I know I'm a vessel. Was I on? Sometimes God will show you later how on you were. I'm saying to you this morning, from the position that God has placed me, revival is coming to this region, and God is working tenaciously to get his people into alignment with his word so that we can be in one accord, so that everything that is on the bottom of the ship can be available on the top of the ship, and everyone that's up there having a great time will open up all the doors and let those that are on the bottom of the ship to come on up. Hallelujah. Let the Lord be praised in the house. Let the name of the Lord be exalted. Here's a little cliche statement. I got mine, you get yours. Man, if I can shorten up the learning curve for somebody, man, that's what I want to do. I hope that I'm shortening up the learning curve for someone in this house. Let me explain it to you this way. At different times in our own relationship, 30 years deep, it's like we're not always on the same page. And I always want to look at the other person. Doesn't sound like the garden to you, does it? Like I want to look and go, man, what's going on? It starts right here. It's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my mother, not my daddy, not my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. God, realign me to your word. Realign me to your word. And then let the fragrance of your word touch everybody in the house. I'm talking about my home. Because you brought it with you today. Your home is present. If you were all jacked up this week, this is what you're bringing to the house. I'm just saying. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, if you'd like to follow with your Bible or you can look to the screen, listen to the Apostle Paul. Title of the message this morning is A Biblical Appeal. I appeal to you, dear brothers and sisters, by the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, live in harmony with each other. Let there be no divisions in the church. Rather be of one mind, united in thought and purpose. You know, it's a tragic thing when sports does it better than the church. I may not get this all done today. I'll be all right. I'll do it on Wednesday. I've been intrigued by what happened at a particular university last year. Top flight athletes from all over, three quarterbacks that each one of them can play and be the starter. Now, y'all know we got a shelf life in here. It's supposed to decrease and he's to increase, but we do have a built-in thing called our shelf life and self-worth. But somehow, through the leadership of coaches who may or may not even know the Lord, I don't know, they got everybody to be on the same page. One person went down, the other person came up. That person goes down, another person comes up. Maybe the church needs to take a look and see how organizations and businesses that are flourishing are making it happen and stop fighting. I'm appealing this morning as a brother to the Apostle Paul. I'm appealing to the body of Christ in this region. Stop fighting and stop having backroom politics. And if you don't, may you be burnt for doing it. That was a prophetic word in case you didn't know. Robin invited me. She didn't know she invited me. She invited me to watch a girly show last night. It was clean. It was a Christian show. And this pastor walked in and got reamed out. I'm sitting here. I didn't say it to her, but I said, if that was me, that would be a one and done right there. We got more, it's getting real quiet in here. We got more junk going on through social media and backroom conversations. And may God expose and bring judgment. God didn't call me to that kind of nonsense. God called me to lay my life down every day and get down into the bottom of the ship and unlock those doors and tell those passengers everything that's up there on the main deck, man, you can have access to that as well as everybody who's up there. I'm appealing to you this morning, a biblical appeal, live in one accord. To be in one accord means to be in agreement, to produce harmony, to make agreement, or to be able to correspond, having proper relationships, living in harmony, and always consenting to the opinions or the wills. And ultimately, because this was a dictionary definition, all of our wills and all of our opinions, because everybody's got one, and you may finish the rest of that, has to be submitted to... Hey, you said submitted. You must take your opinions and everything that it carried and your will, and it has to be submitted to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Good preaching right there. Revival's coming. Revival is coming to this region. And you won't be able to copycat it like other revivals that may have happened up in Brownsville or Lakeland. No. Or over in Wales. I don't know what it's going to look like. I'm just telling you, revival's coming. Because the haves have kept it from the have not. Let me get back here where it might be safe under the word. He died for everybody. He died for those individuals that don't feel comfortable coming into a church. He died for them. They have the right of way to hear what you've heard, to receive what you've played with. Now remember, when this is on podcast, this is for those who are listening who don't come here. It's a prophetic word. Stop playing with the truths. Nancy Alcorn said, stay in church, stay in prayer, stay in the word, and stay in fellowship with other believers. Now, I'm real simple, and I even found a verse about the simplicity of heart. When you don't stay in church, the other ones aren't working so well for you. You'll end up having fellowship with those you shouldn't be having fellowship with, because bad company corrupts good character. Billy Graham put it this way. Remember, he wants your fellowship. How long's it been since you just got up there and said, man, this is enjoyable. Man, I love your presence. I love to see the countenance. Man, I got to tell you, I love your artistic ability, Father. Every morning when I'm driving that way and I'm out there and I'm on the road, Father, it's so cool to look up into the heavenlies and know that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. You are a phenomenal artist. I give you honor. I give you glory. I give you praise. I'm so glad that I'm in the family. You are my Father, and I worship you, and I praise you. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. How long's it been since you just began to shout unto the Lord and you said, I'm so glad for what you've done for me. I'm so glad that you found me. Nobody else was looking for me. I was trapped in the bottom of the ship, but you unlocked everything and you brought me up. And I just want you to know I'm so grateful for your love, your grace, and your mercy. What can I do to serve you? Help me, Lord, to be aligned to what you want, and I'll go all the way. Spirit of the Lord is here. Rick Warren put it this way, fellowship is a place of grace where mistakes aren't rubbed in but rubbed out. Man, let God's people know from this day forth that when others come in here, we're not exposing anything. We're going to help rub that stuff out because he rubbed it out of our lives. God has a permanent eraser and he will not remember your transgressions anymore. So stop throwing it up in front of yourself and don't throw up others. In the book of Acts chapter 1 and verse 14, prepping for next Sunday. And I've been asking the Lord, I said, I know it's been coming, but when the Holy Spirit really begins to move, what am I supposed to do with the people? He said, they're not yours. He's so blunt, I can understand. You belong to the Father. Acts chapter 1 and verse 14 says, these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with the brethren. Jim Cimbala puts it this way in regards to being one accord in prayer. And I want to encourage you, come check it out on Sunday mornings. You can roll in at 9 o'clock, 9:15, 9:30. We have an incredible prayer time. We have one young person that's coming faithfully. I want to open up the doors, let our young people come and experience what prayer is all about. Jim Cimbala says, prayer cannot truly be taught by principles and seminars and symposiums. It has to be born out of a whole environment of felt need. Wow. That's what I'm asking God to do. Usher in the need that's so deep within us that we cannot abort it. And I said to those young men at Lancaster yesterday, isn't it amazing how the church is all up in arms about physical abortion, but they never talk about spiritual abortion? Well, I'm a man of God that's been called to tell people, stop aborting the goals and the visions and the dreams that the Spirit of the Lord has put inside of you. Carry out those dreams. Carry out those visions. Spiritual abortion. Well, what will stop that, Pastor? Prayer. Prayer will stop us from aborting things that God wants us to carry out. Could you give me an example of how we abort spiritual things when we stop agreeing with him? When we use our, thank you, Urban Meyer, we use our free will. I ain't going to do it no more. I quit. Come on, church. Prayer develops the atmosphere of one accord. This is a house of prayer. I came in this morning and there was an individual who was actually just kneeling down in preparation. I want to encourage you, be so free. Don't be bound up on the bottom of the ship. It don't matter what they're doing up there. In fact, when you get invited up there, like Jack was, I think that was his name, get up there and just have a great time. Freak them all out. Christians can be freaked out. They don't know what to do when just the common person shows up. Oh my God. Ooh. But you're supposed to act like this. You're supposed to walk like this. You're supposed to talk like this. You're supposed to dress like this. Can't you see the correlation between the Titanic and the church? Man, brother, I didn't come here to get ripped. You're not getting ripped. You're being invited to accept a biblical appeal. Get in one accord. Get in alignment with God's word. It means what it says. Oh, Spirit of God. I want to invite you at any time. You could be in the middle of the message. And you could be struggling with the word. Man, just get down on your knees and go, God, please help me right now. I'm really struggling. But I know that the man of God is preaching under the anointing. And Lord, I'm just like a tiger right now. I don't like to hear what I'm hearing. Ladies and gentlemen, God did not bring me here with Q-tips. Now, that would be in 2 Timothy. There are churches that have trial runs for pastors. And if you say what we want to hear, we might consider you. Thank God those days are over for me. They are over for me. Because I didn't come to tickle anybody. You know what? I haven't found a day when God tickles me. That doesn't mean he gives me a hard time, but boy, can he absolutely pull me up. Quit like. Is there a witness in here this morning? So if you're looking for somebody to tickle you and scratch you and rub you and pat, pat, pat and all that stuff, wrong house. Hey, Spirit of God. Acts chapter 2, verse 1. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, that's where we're moving. The resurrection has taken place historically. We're moving towards Pentecost. I'm asking God to show up and show out in a mighty way. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. I'm asking God that this house be in one accord with his word. Listen, he was the one who told them to get there. You've got to go back to Acts chapter 1. He told them where they needed to be. So if you're out of alignment, you can't be in agreement, and you won't be in one. And I'm not the one here to align you. You have to take your will and bring it like I did. Holy Spirit. Ooh. So we were finishing up yesterday at Lancaster, and the guys, they knew. Because there's no need to play when you're in suits. Not talking about suits like the Christians. I'm talking about like jumpsuits. And I said, y'all understand this right here, don't you? I said, yeah, that's a fist. And I said, what else is it? They said, yeah, that's like an example of my free will. Do I have any educators here that see kids do this all day long? Not actually throw their fist up in your face, but you see their will just pounding right here. Am I too close? Close, isn't it? I said, here's what you got to do. It's what I have to do. I said, we've got to take this Adamic will that absolutely tries to railroad. Jesus never railroaded. And you've got to take this and put a covering over it. And then as that word begins to soften you, you start opening up. These guys are freaking out. Oh, I didn't write this stuff down. I just trust the Spirit of the Lord. And I said, then once you've relaxed and your will is ready, now you're ready to flip it. And I did use Pastor B's statement from last year. Now you're ready to flip the script. And I said, now he can hover over you. Oh, and I said, look at your hand. And now you're able to extend it. And he still will hover over you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what it means to be in one accord. I'm done with this. I'm done with this. But now I'm under, and he's doing operations. So you can't see how bad it is. I'm starting to relax. My sins are being washed away. I'm starting to feel his presence. And now he begins to hover. And it's like, how can I help you? Oh, did you say you've been down on the bottom of the boat? Well, here, I've got a key. I'm in the Gospels. He said he has given to us the keys of the kingdom. Go let them out. Go let your friends out. Go let them out. Don't railroad them because they're still doing certain things. That would be more than just a cigarette. Whatever they're doing, it doesn't matter. Just let the hovering presence of the Lord abide with you and go let them out. Why? Because that's the mindset of being in one accord. Holy Spirit, give God praise in the house. Oh. I'm going to leave verse 2 alone right now because once they were in one accord and in one place, then came the rushing mighty wind. I want to leave that alone for right now. Stop begging for him to come until you get in one accord. Oh God, oh God, please come. Oh God, show up. Oh God. Have you looked at your will lately? Oh, was that you, Lord? Oh, God, please come. Oh, God, we need you to rain down. How long has it been since you've been in my word? And why is it, my child, why is it, my son, why is it, my daughter, that every time you open up the word and it begins to speak, you drift, you move away, you close the book? It doesn't really mean that. Father, this morning, move us into being in agreement and alignment with your word. For it's settled in heaven forever. In Jesus' name. Spirit of the Lord just gave to me, stop dialoguing and stop debating God's word. Start obeying it. And if you want to get me into a debate or a dialogue, I'm going to take you all the way back to Franklin, North Carolina, when I used to go as a youth pastor to the Franklin High School cafeteria, and there were Christian teenage guys. All they wanted to do was for me to come in and argue with them over the word, and I was so stupid, I did it. And then I start growing up, and I'm done with it. I'm done doing it with kids, and I don't have any time doing it with theologians of the church, and I don't have any time to do it with anybody. All I have time to do at this point of my life is to know what he said, know that he said it to me, and I've got to obey it. The Holy Spirit develops the atmosphere of one accord. This place is saturated with the presence of the Lord. A couple other verses, and we're going to stop for this morning because I want to get some information for you concerning an incredible weekend that's in front of us. So what have we looked at so far this morning? Quick review, bringing us up to date. Are you ready? To be in one accord with each other starts by being in alignment with God's word. When I was a teenager, I threw this book back in my dad's face. But his word brought me to my senses. And I left the life of the prodigal son. And I went back home. And when I got there, I never even asked for anything. I just wanted to be back in. If you're out, come on in. If you're downstairs, come on up. I'm talking about the ship. We also found that prayer develops the atmosphere of one accord, and the Holy Spirit develops the atmosphere of one accord. If you're really hungry for revival, start praying. And start praying with others who are praying. Let's catch one more, and then we're going to stop. Acts chapter 2, verse 46. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. Not just on Sundays, day to day. Somebody was asking me about this coming weekend and Saturday and then Sunday. I mean, if your favorite team was playing two games back to back, you wouldn't have one bit of problem going back to back. Nah, man, I'm not shrieking on that. But if God asks a little something from us, we just start. Better be careful where that grumbling will take you. put you out in the wilderness for about 40 years, and you were only 7 miles away from your destination. Jim Cimbala said, the gospel must be preached with the involvement of the Holy Spirit sent down from the heavens. Simplicity of heart develops the atmosphere of being one accord. I want to stop right there for this morning, and I'll come back. Let's pull this together. What is God asking for this region? That the body of Christ come into agreement with God's word. And listen, I love you, Holy Spirit. The only people who are dialoguing and debating God's and discussing, how's that for a nice three-point message? Debating, dialoguing, and discussing are those who are disobeying it anyway. Hey, Spirit of God! That gives you four D's. I have found that after 61 years and over 45 of them living for the Lord. People who discuss it, dialogue it, and debate it are those who are disobedient anyway. How do I know? Because a lot of times after I had those discussions, I walked out feeling like a fire engine, hot and burning. And that's not the Spirit of the Lord. And I engaged in their acts of disobedience. God is about to uncover in this region disobedience that has hindered people from coming from the bottom of the ship to the top. And there's been greater disobedience in the middle class and the upper class than there ever was on the lower level. Anybody sense the presence of the Lord here this morning? Come on now, most of you are parents here. Do you really ask your children to sit down and discuss when you want them to get something done? You tell them to go get it done, get it done. Why do we want to sit around and, well, let's see what this really meant? I don't think it really meant bad. Well, why don't you just close your mouth and live it? Oh, I'm actually better outside the church than I am in here. I was so at home yesterday with those kids, those young men. And I'm at home at Levy Learning Academy. Oh, yeah. In the midst of all the profanity, in the midst of all the stuff that just happened this past week, which I'm not permitted to share with you, I told my wife, Sunday and Wednesday, I said, I almost shake after great services because I know the attacks are coming. I can always tell and gauge how good a service has been, what Monday's going to look like. Because there's going to be a clash of the kingdoms. See, like there's one kingdom in here. But when we go back out there, I was waiting for the Holy Spirit to help me remember this. So you mean you were just wasting time? No. I gave you some fillers. Now we're going to close. My father was a man who lived in alignment with God's word. You talk about obedience to God's word. I'm going to call out some cities. And I'm going to share with you what happened by belligerent Christians, defiant Christians, who refused to allow the word to hover. Years in a place called Tiffin, Ohio. Purchased property right beside the home for the new facility. Plans all laid out. He was an architect. He was a carpenter. He was a construction builder. All laid out. The church at that time rejected it. And it was borderline time to close. And so they said to him, it's time for you to go. So off to Michigan he went. Of all places. And I even called the state out. Amazing. Place up north. He went up there and God gave him another vision. For that area of Frankenmuth. For those of you that ever traveled, you know it's a big tourist area. Not like Orlando. But Christmas and all of that stuff. Vision. Blueprint. Repairing the church. It was a ransacked condition. Brought the ministry out of debt. Corrected everything. Established it. develop the vision, call the people forth for the vision and for the growth. The church said no, and that church is now closed. Has been. Better be careful who you walk with. So from there, they went to Columbus, Ohio. Same thing again, same God. Vision, blueprint, remodel the facility, straightened up the parsonage, and I'm thinking all the time, man, you're putting money into something that you're not getting back. And my mother today at 90 is living free. And he laid out the blueprints, the vision, scripted everything, presented it, and the church choked. It's closed. In a moment, I'm going to tell you what Albert Swift, you don't know who that is. He was one of the men that played the piano many, many years ago. Urban Meyer's about to walk in and give to you one more time the power of the free will. I'll show him. I'll show you. No, you're going to go one-on-one with God. Dangerous thing to mess with people who've been called of the Lord. Dangerous thing. So he gets a call as the ministry is closing down there in Columbus that Tiffin, Ohio has kind of rebirthed. And they called, they go, this was early when they got back into Columbus. They called and said, Pastor Weber, we're getting ready to build. And in honoring you, would you come down and pour all the concrete? And I'm watching from a distance going, this is a great time for revenge. Come on, church. Why are y'all acting like you don't know what this is all about? And he said, I would be glad to and honored to. And they said, Pastor, we'll cover all your expenses over and then we'll also pay you. He said, no, you can't. No, you can't. And he went and he poured their entire concrete floor. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking, my God, this man is crazy. He must really love God. Man, he must really be, thank you, Holy Spirit. He must really be in aligned with the Word. Because he got jackhammered. Now he's coming back in here sweating nasty. And he's pouring all this concrete. And he'll never even be here. So whose kingdom are you working for? Oh, Albert Swift. We're done. Many, many years ago, way back there in the 60s, Albert Swift came up to my dad. And he said, Pastor Weber, this is really going to be good for all of us here this morning. He said, Pastor Weber, I've learned something in all these years of following Christ. Hey, Urban Meyer, thanks for coming on in. Come on in and have a seat. Check this out. It's exactly what you said in the Columbus Dispatch 2 days ago. Come on in, sir. And Albert Swift set my dad down and he said, Pastor, unfortunately, in the church, many of God's people do not will the will of God. Shall we pray? And Father, we are captured by Joshua today. And we travel back to that old covenant. And we are reminded of the words that he gave to the children of Israel. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And Father, this morning, you are wanting to align the body of Christ for the outpouring again of the Holy Ghost. Throughout this region and across this nation, you're desiring to pour out your Spirit. Many of us are starting quarterbacks, Father God. A number of us could actually take the snap and produce victories, but we're willing to do whatever you want us to do. Long as your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May this house hearken to the word of the Lord. May we not so enjoy these services and so great on the upper level decks that we forget about those out on the highways and the byways and the streets and the alleys and the dirt roads and out in the woods, that we forget to go and unlock their doors so that they can have access to everything that you've given us access to. This day, take my will and make it yours, and give me in return your will to carry out. I've had the role models, Father. I've had the examples before me. And today, for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And God's people said, amen. If the Lord has spoken to you, the front's not going to be big enough. If God has spoken to you this morning, not about the vision of the house, because that's going to be carried forth, but there's something in your will that needs to be adjusted. I have no clue, no idea what that would be. But you want to align that and let God adjust it to his word. And you're done with all of this. And you're ready for his word to come and hover over it. I'm inviting you to stand across this room this morning. We're talking about our wills. I'm appealing to you now as a servant of the Most High God, a follower of Jesus Christ. My brother is the Apostle Paul. I'm appealing now, not to Corinth. I'm appealing to this Tri-County area. What adjustments does he need to make in your life this morning? What alignment does he need to do in you so that the word will hover over you? I know it's late. It was so cool when that helicopter was hovering over the land out there at Strickland. You could feel the breeze of that helicopter as it was hovering over Strickland Park. It was so cool. It felt so refreshing. I'm inviting now the Holy Spirit to begin to hover like a helicopter over this house and over this region. I'm asking that the Holy Spirit will begin to send fresh wind across this region so that we can go from deck to deck and we can unlock things with the keys of the kingdom and invite people. You have the same access that I have. Now we're standing in this house asking that our wills would be aligned, altered, adjusted. Thank you. Thank you. You're doing it right now. We're just going to tarry for a moment. And then the blessing of the Lord, and then some information. Just give him a moment, please. Don't be in a hurry. The rest of the day is yours. Making those adjustments in the house of the Lord. Fresh wind. Fresh wind. In Jesus' name. And I bless your people. I bless your vision for this house. I bless each person that will carry forth everything that you have for this ministry. It's all yours. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God's people said, amen.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.